You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
All right, hour number two, good to have you with us. Cookies will join us at 5, or we'll join him. I don't know. It's his pregame, not my problem. Look, so I asked the question to start the day today. I've listened to the station all day, was confused. You guys can set me straight on this. It's very simple. I do not understand, oh, Tigers this, Tigers that. Man, we have Monday Night Football in town. We've done Euphoria Radio with the Tigers for what feels like 2 weeks, or most certainly was all of last week, where you were a mortal certainty to make it. And tomorrow's tomorrow. Tonight, the Lions have a must-win game. And you can mock that. You can laugh. But if you lose tonight, here's your scenario, and tell me it isn't must-win. If you lose tonight, you're 2-2. You will have dropped two home games to two NFC playoff teams. You will be two games behind Minnesota, three behind Seattle, and you are staring down 2 weeks of panic in the bye, and then three road trips in 4 weeks to three presumed NFC playoff teams. Tell me again it's not a must-win tonight. Yes, I'm excited about the Tigers, but that, man, that's tomorrow. That ain't got nothing to do with tonight. No Ragnow, no Branch, an offense that's looked very uneven. And yes, do I believe on paper you should beat Seattle? Of course I do. Well, the Jets should have beat the Broncos. All right? Preach. The Eagles should have beat the Bucks. Well, they got beat all right. They got the brakes beaten off. So the point I'm making is, look, my focus is on this. I have no nerves with the Tigers. Man, the Tigers are the taxes you pay when you win the lottery. You won the lottery. It doesn't matter what the Tigers do. I will never be disappointed, sad, angry, none of it. Tonight, no, this is the stress, and this is the focus for me. But it's been interesting because all day it feels like everything reverts back to the Tigers, and I wonder if we have an entitlement problem with Lions fans.
I think that's exactly what it is, Mike, that it is entitlement, that it is, well, Super Bowl or bust. You're on the cover of Sports Illustrated. What do you mean? These games are nothing. Even if we don't win this one, we got the best offensive coordinator. We got the best offense, the best line. Look at the weapons that we have. Problem is, your weapons are all misfiring. You're struggling in the second half of games. You're not scoring points. You're going to find out that you're the hunted, and life is a lot harder in the NFL when you're everybody's circle game. It used to be, well, it's the Lions. That's our get-right game. Now it's, that's the Lions. We have to bring our best effort. You're going up against Seattle. If you lose this, it gives Seattle a tiebreaker over you. You don't want to have to go and play outside in the elements. Historically speaking, Jared Goff's not a good outside quarterback in elements. Plain and simple. You can chant his name all that you want. It's not going to happen. These games are important, and yes, there should be some concern, but I do think that there is a sense of entitlement with a lot of people that, you know what, we made it to almost made it to the promised land. Don't worry, we'll be back.
And that rarely happens. It's also not a predictive measure when I say, look, it's a must-win, and I'm nervous. Do I think they win tonight? Yes. But that doesn't mean I'm not nervous about it. Yeah. And Geno Smith and this damn Seattle Seahawks team, it's voodoo. They own you. Now, I can't figure out how or why or what. Geno Smith was homeless 3 years ago. It's a hell of a comeback.
Yeah,
he was Billy Ray Valentine.
And yeah, Terrion Arnold. Hey, you got DK tonight.
Well,
good luck.
And again, in the NFL, and you see it when you watch games, it's a handful of plays a game. And if you have a bad PI for 38, man, that's a game changer. So I was interested to see from you guys. I mean, what are you more invested in, and what are you more nervous about? I have no nerves with the Tigers. They have already accomplished so much that I couldn't possibly be stressed about it.
Yeah.
But tonight, oh, make no mistake, there's stress. This league is upside down, mm-hmm. and if you go out and lose a second home game before the calendar hits October, and by the way, you will have lost to the only two decent teams you played. And you needed overtime to beat the damn Rams.
Yeah,
there are plenty of people around the league who look around and tell you you should be 1-3 if you lose tonight. So you know what? Yeah, I'm nervous. It hasn't looked right. Dan Campbell's come on our airwaves and said as much that, hey, we may not be firing on all cylinders until after the bye week. And you go in tonight without an all-pro center. And you go in tonight without one of the true X-factors on your defense in Brian Branch. Yeah, I think I got a right to tell you, man, no offense. If you guys want to touch your chandeliers about tomorrow at 2:30, that's your business. I'm staring at a serial killer under my bed. It's Geno Smith. He's going to do it again. I can't take it.
Mr. Marbles?
Mr. Marbles? Shout out any Seinfeld fans. 248-539-9797. David, where are you at on this before we get to the people?
Yeah, tonight is extra important. You cannot lose this game. And the fact that I think it makes it worse that Seattle has had the Lions' number the last few years. Because if they didn't, I wouldn't be going into the game thinking, oh, you know, I'm a little worried about it. That's why I'm worried. Because you don't need to lose the game, and you can't seem to beat Seattle. That combination of it is just bad for the Lions tonight. Because if you lose, you are now, what you say, Mike, three games behind Minnesota. You now lose.
No, three behind Seattle, yes. Because of the tiebreaker. Yes. You will be a full two behind Minnesota.
Yes.
And in a position where a split doesn't get you really any closer.
No, it doesn't at all. You losing that tiebreaker to Seattle and not having the tiebreaker against Tampa Bay and being behind in the division, those three things, come on now. October.
You mentioned Tampa Bay. Here's a comparative. When teams have your number, fun fact, Tampa Bay has ended the Eagles season the last two seasons and just put them on the edge to start this year. Tampa Bay owns the Eagles.
Yep.
Beat them twice in the playoffs to finish them. Blew their doors off last year. And then Philly goes down there in a game they got to have. What'd they do? They destroyed them.
Wasn't even close.
So sometimes matchups, and it is what it is. I hope the Lions can break the hex. But yeah. Seattle's had your number.
Yeah.
Call it what it is.
Kind of like you with the Rams, where you just keep beating the Rams. Even though Stafford wants that game badly, he's not had it. And Seattle has come in here year after year. We'll see what happens. They're missing a lot of players. I'm not saying it's going to be a cakewalk, but I do think that this is an early must-win game. You're looking at playing two of three games on the road at Dallas. And then, at Minnesota?
And at Green Bay.
Oh, and at Green Bay? Okay.
The in-between is a game against Tennessee. I'm just making a point. Like, that's how I take the NFL. You don't get a lot of chances. And you already gave away one game to Tampa Bay. So, yes, I'm just focused on tonight, and I'm invested in tonight. And whatever the Tigers do, they do.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch a baseball game tomorrow afternoon. And you get the best pitcher in baseball going for you. I don't think the Astros are going to be excited to see him. And let's see if this whole destiny routine continues. But there's no pressure there. You know what I don't want to do, Rico? I don't want to do a fall of panic radio with the Lions. I ain't trying to lose this game tonight.
No, I feel you, man, because this is what you don't want to see is history repeating itself. It's almost like Thanksgiving Day, where you can give you every reason why they're going to win this game, but for some reason,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they can't win on Thanksgiving.
248-539-9797. We will get the people involved. Kenny, line two needs a name. Just FYI. I know you're still salty about Alabama. Let's focus. We'll get to the callers next, shall we?
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.